producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do it basically 24 hours a day, but the best time to do it, the most efficacious, she said, the most efficient, the most effective, how many more E's can I use, E for excellent, is between noon and 3 Eastern, which is exactly what Karen has done. So guess who gets to start off the program today? You got it. Karen gets to start off the program. Karen, welcome.
Hi.
How may I help you?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
My pleasure. How may I help you?
Okay, so I feel like I'm in a mess right now, but...
Okay,
so... My husband has a drinking problem, and so we were going to counseling together, couples counseling, and that was sort of uncovered, and then he sort of stopped wanting to go to counseling because he feels that there is no problem right now. So, I'm just. On my end, I'm trying to figure out what I can do to keep me healthy and my boys healthy, too.
Okay. Good enough. Let me get a little background from you, Karen. How long have you been married?
For 9 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 42.
And how old is he?
He is 44.
How old are the boys?
They are 5.
Twins, it sounds like, yeah. How long did you know each other before you got married?
For about 3 years.
Okay. Did you live in the same city during that period of time?
We did, and we lived together a little bit before we got married.
Okay, good. Yeah. Before everybody gets upset, it just means that you know somebody a little bit better, because this is a problem. Was he drinking when you were dating and when you were living together?
He did, and the interesting part is that, you know, I would drink too, you know, once in a while, but I mean, I was never really, like, paying that much attention to how much he was drinking, but it just seems like when we started having kids, when we had our kids, that's when I sort of changed everything, because, you know, it's really hard to do that kind of stuff when you have children and when you're trying to parent them. You know?
Okay. That's a really good insight, because, and that's where we can begin, because what he's going to say, or what he's going to think is, what's the big deal? I'm not drinking any more now than I was then, which is very likely the case, or more or less the case. So the deal is that she just doesn't care about me as much as she once did, that all of her focus is on the boys, and I've served my function with her, and so she's just nitpicking, which I assume is not the case, or you wouldn't have called me, you would have just sort of ignored him or divorced him or whatever. But from his point of view, the behavior that's changed isn't his. It's yours.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that this is the end of the phone call at all. It just means that you need to take that into consideration when you're dealing with him. Because from his point of view, you know, there's nothing new here. This is something you always did. There's something you used to do together. And now you're making a big deal of it. All right. So, which is not going to change anything, except you need to keep that in your head, because if you don't, you're going to be undermined at the very beginning, because he can bring up all the arguments I just brought up and there's really no response to them. So just keep that in the back of your head. All right. How much is he drinking now on say a daily or weekly basis? What's his pattern?
I think he's drinking every other day. You know, like, of course, like last night he had a six pack, but I mean, he's hiding all this because he knows I really don't want to see it because I get.
Okay. How does, other than the fact that you've now become the mom and he's become the naughty little boy, how does his drinking impact? Because look, we've got two issues here. One is we have his drinking behavior, and then we've got three, I guess. We've got his drinking behavior, then we have your response to his drinking behavior, then we've got his response to your response. So those are three, and I suppose could go on endlessly, but those are the big three. So in terms of his drinking behavior, does he drink at home or does he drink at a bar?
Drinks at home.
Okay.
Well, actually, I take that back. He drinks in the car on the way home.
Okay. Which is its own problem. Has he ever been stopped for DUI?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. Well, it's probably only going to be a matter of time if he's not careful, which is going to be a disaster. What kind of work does he do, just out of curiosity?
He's a civil engineer.
Okay. Is there any amount of drinking that would be okay with you? That, for example, if he had a beer with dinner, would that be okay? Is there any that's okay, or do you feel like once he starts, he can't stop, or the whole issue is just so emotionally fraught that any drinking is a problem? Give me some take about where you are on this.
I mean, I just don't think he's really able to have one drink, honestly. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if he was able to, but he's never, since I've known him, been able to do that.
Have you ever had a discussion about his drinking? Other than you don't like it? Tell me what you've said and tell me what he's said.
Well, I've said that, you know, the drinking, it bothers me. I feel like he checks out of the family when he drinks. And I feel that I can't leave him with the children because I don't know how much he's drinking, and
okay.
I just don't feel
fair
safe
enough.
About, you know. And he had a bottle of whiskey under his seat the other day, and that shocked me because I just thought he was drinking beer.
Okay.
And so then, this was the next morning. My son wanted to ride in the truck with him to church, and I went up quietly and I said to him, you know, I know he wants to ride with you, but I need you to take the open container out of the car, the truck, because
what did he say?
The driver stopped. He was just furious. He said, I can't believe you're snooping, and I can't believe, you know, all this other stuff. And
But
I mean, I just feel like I have to keep my kids safe too.
All right. So what, when you talked with him about the checking out, what was his response to that?
He just says that he can't deal with, you know, he just can't deal with the circumstances with kids. I mean,
so he agrees with you basically. He's agreeing that he's self-medicating.
Right. He's also on antidepressants, so
he's on antidepressants and he's drinking?
Yep.
How long has he had an issue of depression?
I mean, he's been on and off antidepressants for as long as I've known him.
Okay.
And I mean, I had tried to call his doctor about that a while ago, and they said, you know, we can't do anything unless you want to bring up the subject of him having a problem with alcohol, and I sort of dropped it.
All right. Let me ask you a really difficult question, and then we're going to take a quick break and let you kind of take a deep breath. Are you willing to leave him over this?
I think eventually.
All right. Look, you don't have to. First of all, you don't have to answer that immediately because you're going to get about 3 minutes to think about it. Number one. Number two. Whatever you tell me, I promise I'm not going to come to your door and knock and say, "Listen, Karen, you promised me." This is just because you need to know where the boundaries are, because this is a really important issue. This is something he's probably been doing for long before you knew him. That it's a part of his life. He's admitting that part of your perception, part of your discomfort with him, is that he is, you know, he's tuning out. He's self-medicating. He agrees with that. He agrees with both the cause and the effect. So think about that issue about staying or going, and let's talk about it in a moment. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Not an easy problem, but we'll deal with it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes off.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and the earlier in the program you call, the longer I have to spend with you, so it's always a good strategy. We're talking with Karen, who's dealing with a problem that basically affects about 15% of the population minimum, and I think that's a pretty conservative estimate that one out of every six people in America is affected by alcoholism. And before we get into a wrangle about what makes an alcoholic or not, as long as alcohol is a problem in the relationship, it's a problem. So rather than calling it alcoholism, we just call alcohol as a problem, because then we don't have to get into arm wrestling contests. Karen has been married for 9 years. They have twin boys, and she's recently discovered that not only is her husband drinking a six-pack, which he tends to hide because she is not happy about it, but also an open bottle of liquor in the car. His response is, it's not really a big deal. And Karen, let me just say one other thing before we go back to the nasty question I asked you, which is, I don't think couples counseling, when one person has a problem with alcohol and the other problem has a problem with their drinking, is a good first place to start, because the therapy will instantly deteriorate into, do I have a problem or not? My stance as a therapist is that I have dealt certainly over the years with lots of alcoholics, but not when they were actively drinking. Because when they're actively drinking, they can't take responsibility for their behavior. And my brand of therapy means you've got to take responsibility. So I don't think, even though I understand it's a place to start, and it may not have been the assumption that when you guys started that it was his drinking that's really troublesome in the relationship. Because you've got some other issues, obviously. He's saying, you know, I can't deal with the kids, that, you know, that I have a hard time dealing with that, and so this is my way of kind of anesthetizing myself, which is useful, painful, but useful to know. So my question to you before we took the break was, is this the line in the sand? Are you saying if he doesn't stop drinking that you're not going to stay with him? And I'm not suggesting that there is a right answer to it. I'm suggesting that you and I need to know that answer, because it determines the strategy of where we go from here. So
right.
You had a couple minutes to think it over. And again, I'm not pushing you one direction or the other, but you need to know before you go in to negotiate with him, because we're talking essentially about a negotiation.
Right.
So what's the answer?
Well, I mean, at this point, I want to try to work on things. I want
okay.
to try to...
Okay. Do you know for how long or under what circumstances?
Well, I'm hoping to sort of... I don't know. I mean, I want to have this conversation, but I don't feel like I can leave the kids with him. And that's why if I go somewhere, I have to have somebody come over to help with him. And I'm hoping that eventually... they'll say, wow, I really should stop drinking because
right.
I can't hang with
right.
the kids.
I'm not
anymore.
Sure that I have as much faith in that scenario as you do, but let's if the line in the sand is not that I'm not going to stay with you unless you stop drinking, but if the line in the sand is I have to be able to leave the kids with you, then that's where we start.
Okay.
All right? And if that, but you need to, because look, you don't want in the middle of an argument or in the middle of a discussion that gets heated to say, look, either stop drinking or I'm out of here, when you don't mean it.
Right.
On the other hand, you don't want to be in a position where he assumes that no matter what he does, you'll stay, and you've already made the decision to leave without giving him any warning, because you want to use that as a deterrent, not as, you know, you want to use that as part of the discussion, not a bomb, you know, not sandbagging him. So that's why I'm saying it's really important to know before you go in, because... you're talking about a marriage here. You're talking about a family here. We don't want to precipitously blow it up because you lost your temper. So that's why it's really important. And for other people who are listening, it's not. I'm not trying to push you one direction or the other. I'm saying you need to know. So in the middle of a discussion, you don't pop out with, okay, it's now or never, because you don't want to do that. Almost all of us, when given that kind of alternative, just turn. We either sort of get really passive and say fine, and we don't mean it at all, which means you're going to have to go through the whole stupid thing again, or say fine if that's what you feel and slam out. So neither of those are valuable responses. So it's really important that you don't inadvertently put him in a position from which neither of you can really retreat. Because what you're trying to, as I said, it's a negotiation. So, if the deal is, I'm not crazy about you. Do you have any history of alcoholism in your family? Is there any background that I should know about this before we launch into this?
No, there isn't.
Okay. All right. So, the deal would seem to me at this moment to say, I realize that I've changed the rules. Because first of all, that's going to get his attention in a way that probably nothing you've said in the past has, because you have, and that's why it's really important to acknowledge that he, you know, he's this he's doing the same thing now that he was doing 10 years ago. What's changed is your attitude for it, and certainly there's legitimate reason to change. You got 5-year-olds, but still, the change has been yours, not his. So the opening gambit, I think, is to say, look, I realize I've changed the rules. And, you know, I realized I was more fun before the kids. I realized that we had more life together. That you guys had 4 years, essentially, together as grown-ups to just kind of do whatever you wanted to do. And then the kids came along. And there's probably some part of him that's not thrilled about that. I mean, he may love his kids, but you know, it changes things. And it, as women, we're kind of prepared for that change because most of us have been thinking about motherhood since the crib. And for guys, you know, in the same way we talked about marriage a couple of days ago, that for men, getting married may be sort of an abstraction, but it's nothing that they practice. It's, you don't see a whole lot of guys going around pushing baby carriages or having baby dolls. So it's something that we've thought a lot about. And guys have not thought nearly as much about, which doesn't mean that they can't be good parents. It just means it's a different kind of emotional construct for them. It's just different. Doesn't mean better. Doesn't mean worse. It's just very different. So you're saying, okay, now I've got responsibilities, and he's saying, I'm overwhelmed by it. Do you work outside the home, Karen?
Not yet. I'm starting to. I'm hired somewhere, and I'm going to be taking that training.
Well, that's going to change things, and it's not clear at this moment how it's going to change things. From his point of view, he's probably thinking, okay, she's not going to leave me. Now that she can afford to, she's going to leave me. So that's an additional reason to know where you are on the do I want to stay or do I want to go spectrum, because he will make the assumption that you're just preparing to go, which means he will sabotage your work if you're not careful. So these are, I know this is getting to be sort of a complicated conversation, but alcohol, drinking, you know, alcohol in our society is a complicated behavior because on some level, it's so much a part of our culture. It's a destructive part of our culture, but it's a part of our culture nonetheless. So presumably, the way to begin at least this discussion is to say, look, I realize I've changed the rules. That if we can work out, because let me suggest the way, there are two ways to go. One of the ways is, and let me just finish up the idea because I'd already launched on it. Let's do two separate things in this discussion. Let's talk about your drinking behavior around the kids, and let's talk about your drinking behavior around me. And let's separate them off into two separate areas, all right? So you can hear the music, which means we're going to take another break, but I'll give you as much time on this as you need because it is not simple. It affects an awful lot of people, and we'll get you through it, all right? I promise you. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible. table, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea. We're talking with Karen, and we'll be talking with Karen for a little bit longer. She's got a really complicated issue, and I'm delighted that she called early. I also should have you guys welcome James, who's going to be with me both today and tomorrow. Yay! Long-term commitment.
Yes.
So James will be answering the phone for me when you call up, and he says, what's your question for Dr. Brown? You can just tell him, all right? And he'll help you get to me. All right, we're talking with Karen, who's got 5-year-old twins, a husband who's drinking too much from her point of view, and he's hiding it as well. So, Karen, the first thing you want to do is you want to get out of the mommy role, because it's pointless and it's not sexy and it'll break both of your hearts. So, because it'll just make him the naughty little boy. So the first thing, as I said, all right, one of the we've got two possible strategies. One is to say, look, let's separate out my issue with your drinking and my issue with you drinking around the boys. I'm willing to back off the one if you're willing to make a commitment that you won't drink around the boys. And I don't know what that means, so you and I may need to have to work that out. When you're working, will he be in charge of taking care of the kids, or will they be in school, or what'll be the deal?
They'll be in school.
Okay, well, that helps a little bit. So when is he left in Seoul with sole care for sole responsibility for the kids?
If I go to a meeting at night or something like that.
Okay, but understand, from his point of view, you've set up a situation that may not be the world's smartest situation, because
right.
If you're saying you need to be responsible taking care of the kids, or I can't leave you with them, and if he doesn't want you to go to that meeting, he's got an obvious way. He gets a double dip on this, right? So that's not a very wise thing to set it up. You may want to, especially when you have some income with your new job. Are the two of you having economic problems at this moment?
No.
Good. You guys need to have, all right, you need to do a couple things. Independent of the drinking, which I know we'll circle back to. He's feeling left out. He's feeling like you used to really love him and like playing with him, and now it's all about the boys. And you're going to have to change that sooner or later if you're going to keep the marriage together, independent of the drinking. The drinking gives him permission to tune out, to be naughty, to show you that you can't push him around, to say, well, you may love the boys better than me, but I can be more obnoxious. I can get your attention. You know, if I can't get, it's the 2-year-old response to life, right? If I can't get attention for doing something as a good kid, I'll get attention for doing something as a bad kid. And unfortunately, this has now become institutionalized in your relationship, which is a disaster. It's a disaster for you. It's a disaster for him. It's a disaster for the marriage. And it's a disaster for the boys, because they're learning that as well. They're learning, well, you know, if we're good boys, then, mommy will play with us. But if mommy plays with daddy, all we have to do is be bad boys, and then mommy will switch. So we got to switch that independent of anything else ever. So the deal, it seems to me, is to get a babysitter a couple of nights a week. And the babysitter, at least one night a week, that both of you are allowed to go and do whatever you want to do independently. Which I suppose means that he drinks, but if he drinks, if he's drinking outside the house, that he takes a cab, so that you don't do the DUI thing. You don't want to become his mom, but you can just say, look, we don't need that for you. So here's the deal. If on Thursday nights is my meeting, we'll get a babysitter. You can watch the boys if you want to. You can cancel the babysitter. You can have the babysitter here. You can get blotto in front of the TV if you want. That's your night. If you decide to go out drinking, that the only restriction, or the only thing I would ask of you, don't take it a restriction, because that puts you back in the mommy role, is that if you're going to drink, that I'll drop you off and either pick you up, or, which probably is not very smart, because you'll just be furious with them, take a cab. You know, I'll pay for the cab fare, or we'll run a tab or something of that sort. Okay, so because you don't want it to set up that the best way he has of undermining any possibility of you having a life independent of him is just to start drinking. I mean, that's the opposite direction we want to be moving. So a babysitter 2 nights a week, 1 night a week you go to your thing and he can do whatever he wants, and 1 night a week the two of you go out. Now, what I would suggest is you become very smart about this and pick things he likes to do that don't directly involve drinking. But be wise. If he loves the ballet and you love roller derby, pick the ballet. We're trying to convince him that you still love him, you still want to spend time with him, the two of you still have fun stuff together. The two of you have a sex life at all together?
Not great.
Yeah. Okay. So you can see, I mean, the point being that the alcohol is the 500-pound smelly gorilla, but it's not really, I mean, you got a marriage that's deteriorating. He feels unloved. You feel he's being an idiot and irresponsible. So, all right, so one possibility is just negotiate, get a babysitter, say, look, I realize I'm the one who's made the changes. So here's what I propose. I'll pay for the babysitter 2 nights a week. 1 night a week, you and I will go out and we'll do something fun. And 1 night a week, I'll go to my meetings. You can go to meetings. You can do whatever you want, and see if you can negotiate. And in exchange for which, that when you're around the kids, and you can tell me, you know, on Monday night or something, that on Wednesday I'm going to go out, or Wednesday I'll be with the kids. But you don't when you're around the kids, that you don't drink. And if you're willing to do that, I'm willing to negotiate with you about sex, about, you know, everything else, all right? And figuring out what he wants from you is not a bad thing to do. And I know sex may not be the place to start, because you may be furious enough at him at this moment to not want to be sexual. But understand, as long as you make his drinking the primary issue, you got no place to go. You got no place to negotiate. And that's why he stopped doing therapy, is because he was the bad guy. All right, that's strategy number one. And it's tricky, because you're going to have to be willing to accept baby steps. But the reason it may make some sense, because you'll hear what the other strategy is much more draconian. It's much more rigid. And that's why I asked you that question many minutes ago about staying or going, because it allows you a lot less flexibility. The one that I just outlined means that you're going to have to tolerate probably a little bit of drinking behavior, and you have to be willing to do that, because you can't pull the rug out after a couple of weeks when he thinks, okay, well, two nights a week I'm not drinking at all, and aren't I a good boy? And you're saying, you're drinking five nights a week. So, again, you don't have to make all the decisions now when you're talking with me, because I realize that's kind of a pressure cooker. All right, the other strategy is exactly the opposite to a certain extent. It's saying, here's the deal. You tell me what you want for the next month, in exchange for which I want you to not drink at all for the next month. And if you can not drink at all for the next month, then both of us can feel confident you don't have the problem with alcohol that I'm afraid you might have. It'll make you feel better, make me feel better. In the meantime, I'm going to go to Al-Anon meetings, because that at least helps me to deal, so I'm not making you the bad guy all the time, which should get his attention. But are you willing to make that commitment to not drink at all for the next month? And then we can talk about that. And in theory, what you have to do is decide that you're offering him something that's valuable to him. And you can either ask him, or maybe you know and you can offer it. But it should be not that you're the bad guy. If you just change this one behavior, everything will be fantastic. It's that, look, I've changed the rules. You know, I know I'm spending a lot of time with the kids. I know, you know, that I've become the mom in this relationship. You tell me what you want, or I'm willing to bake your mother's pot roast every Thursday night, or I'm willing to take you to work, or I'm willing to be your sex slave, or whatever it is that you think is likely to work. But you have to be willing to do it. I mean, you can't renege on it. With the idea being, you're offering me something that's very valuable to me, which is a month of not drinking. I'm willing to offer you something that's as equally difficult for me to offer you, that makes me responsible for my part of the marriage deterioration as well. Because then the two of you, in theory, have a month to see what happens when he's not drinking. Not only do you get to figure it out, he gets to figure it out. But the likelihood of him going along with that, with strategy number two, say, well, why wouldn't we do strategy number two to begin with? Because it still puts a huge responsibility on his shoulder. The major responsibility is still on his. He's not stupid. No matter what you offer, he still understands the issue is his drinking. And whether or not he's willing to do it, and he has to make the commitment. You can't go looking around. You can't be waiting for him to fall off the wagon. You have to take it. You can say, look, I'm willing to back off the mom role, the parole officer role completely, the human breathalyzer. If you're willing to make that commitment to me, here's the commitment I'm willing to make to you. So it's a lot... It's a lot less grounded, but I mean, and you can talk, and in theory, you don't have to make the decision about which strategy you're going to use. You can say, look, I can use your help on this. I talked with Brown at length about this today, and I understand that, number one, I've changed the rules. Number two, you may have a problem with alcohol, but I have a problem with your drinking, and that's as big a problem right now as your alcohol. Third of all, I've become the mom in this, which isn't, you know, doesn't work for any of us. So here are the two possibilities. Can you give me some feedback about how you feel about either of them? All right, so I'll tell you what, I'll keep you on for one more segment. This has become the Joy and Karen Hour, to see if you have any questions about it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be.
With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I think that's absolutely true, that we really do talk about what's really important to you. Whenever I'm out in public, which I actually was last night, people say, well, who don't know the program, they say, well, what do your listeners talk about? And I say, what's important to them? They really talk with me about things that they have some control over as opposed to things of which, over which they have no control. So, which is absolutely a comfort. And it's a blessing to me. So I appreciate it. All right, Karen, I just wanted to give you a chance because I know I gave you a lot, hopefully a lot to think about, and two specific strategies about, and tactics as well, about how to deal with your husband about it. But what I would suggest is, first of all, to reiterate, make sure you know where you are before you, before you attempt either of these, because
right.
you don't want something to burble out, you know, that this is really important to all four of you, number one. Number two, that if you have a clear preference about, or you have a feeling that you can tolerate one set of circumstances better than the other, you're allowed to opt for that. And whether or not you had any questions, because I know I sort of laid a lot on you, and in a little bit you can go and to drjoy.com and download the podcast and listen to it. And I suppose if you wanted to, you could play it for him. Although I do think that talking with him about it in the long run is probably going to be more effective.
Right,
so.
Right. I just wanted to ask just one more small question about
okay.
I mean, I know this is the mom role, but would it do me any good to call his doctor to say, hey, he's on antidepressants and he's drinking whiskey?
What do you think? All right, let's just play that out. Let's just take your question. So you call up the doctor and say, okay, he's drinking, he's on antidepressants, and I say, Karen, what would you like me to do about that?
I mean, there's no place to go, basically. I mean,
most physicians understand that compliance is the major issue whenever you're dealing with medication. Is he seeing a therapist on a weekly basis?
No.
Who's the person who's giving him antidepressants? Your
his
family
physician.
Pardon?
His personal physician.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, and you already see the mistake. If this was a therapist who was seeing him on a weekly basis, first of all, he would probably know that he was drinking. He would know the underlying issues. He would be able to see whether or not the medication was actually working. He would certainly be adamant about saying that you can't combine this with any kind of alcohol because you'll end up dead. So this is the wrong person. So the only reason I would call the doctor, which again puts you not only in the mother role, but he can be furious with you of calling the doctor and saying, I think what you're doing is just this side of unethical. He's drinking, you're not monitoring it, and you're not seeing him in therapy.
Right.
At which point the doctor may stop giving him script. He may stop giving him prescription to fill, but he's probably going to drop him, and he's not going to be very happy with you. But again, that's part, and it's not the doctor. I mean, I think the doctor's doing something at very least unwise. It's not, unfortunately, unusual, but it's unwise. But I think you can say to your husband, if you're really feeling suicidal, don't you think you should be talking with somebody who can actually help you with that, as opposed to checking your vital signs?
Right.
If you needed bypass surgery, you're not going to go to our family physician. If you needed a bunion removed, you're not going to go to our family physician. You're going to go to somebody who's for whom that's a specialty. You know that this is, you're talking about the brain. You're talking about drug interactions, and you know. I mean, the thing is, you're not telling your husband anything he doesn't know, and presumably you're not telling his doctor anything that he doesn't either surmise, or that, I mean, and he's going to say, what do you want me to do about it?
Right.
He shouldn't. I mean, if I were a family physician, and listen, I already had my PhD before I went to medical school, and I had no intention of going into psychiatry. I already knew, I'd already been practicing that. And I think psychiatry, with all due respect, I think it's an important specialty, but it's, you know, I was already a psychologist. I didn't need to do that. I was going to do family practice. And I figure I already have a PhD in psychology and do a family practice, and I wouldn't put somebody on psychotropic medication. I wouldn't do it. It's not, you know, it's not my area of expertise. And therapy is my area of expertise. I still wouldn't do it. Because even though I had the background, I had the experience, it's not what my practice would have been. It's not what I would have been kept up to date with. And it's not how my practice would run going forward. When you're doing family practice, okay, it doesn't hurt to be a psychologist, but you're not practicing psychology at that moment on any kind of clinical level. And if I wouldn't do it, and I have all that background to do it, how can anybody legitimately do it? And I don't have the answer to that. It seems to me foolhardy at very least. And And if I were a family practitioner at this moment, I would run away from it, just because not only the liability issues, not only the legal issues, and not only the moral issues, but just the practical issues. How, you know, you have no way of monitoring what you're doing. And you're talking about messing with brain chemicals. You cannot treat the brain like it was chicken soup. We'll just add a little salt here, a little paprika here. You can't do it. So, no, I don't think calling his physician buys you anything. I think having him see a therapist may. I mean, look, if he was coming to me and saying, I have a marriage that's falling apart, I can't relate to my kids, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me anymore, and I drink, and I'd say, look, you either have to stop drinking or you can't see me. Get yourself to AA, stop drinking, and then we can talk about it. But I'm not going to deal with you while you're drinking, because you can always say you didn't understand or was, you know, you're going to have to take responsibility for this. No one ever does anything when they were drinking they don't wish they could do when they were sober. You're going to take responsibility. You stop drinking, I'll help you understand why you are drinking. But so, I mean, I think talking with his doctor, as you point out, further cements the role of I'm in charge, which is not helpful. And it's not going to do anything. It's not going to help you at all. It's not going to buy you anything. Because if the doctor sort of, I think that if the doctor was being sensible about this, he wouldn't prescribe antidepressants to somebody who was not being seen in therapy, period. Because you don't know enough about their lifestyle, and there's no progress. I mean, presumably you put somebody on medication so as hopefully a short-term thing, so that they can get better and not need the medication. The medication is a short-term solution, presumably. Not always. I mean, insulin certainly being a good example, although insulin is a good example, in that if you can get somebody to get their weight down and they're not type 1 diabetes, quite often they're not insulin dependent anymore. But you know, the point being, why would you put somebody on a medication without monitoring it, without knowing that you have some ability to help them move beyond the situation that's requiring the medication, especially if it's not specifically a medical situation? So I don't get it. But the AMA has not asked me to be their keynote speaker this year, for some strange reason. All right, Kill, listen, figure out what you want to do. If I can help you going forward, you give me a holler. All right, I'm here Monday through Friday. You're welcome, Karen. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.